Okay guys, we're back, and today we're going to do something amazing. We will use the plan from podcast 11 to write a 90-word body paragraph. As you can probably imagine, there are different ways to write a body paragraph. What we will try and do today is write a 90-word body of 5 sentences. Each of these sentences will have a clear function, and we need to stick to these functions as we write. Here are the functions for each sentence. Sentence 1, or topic sentence. This sentence will introduce the topic of the whole paragraph. Sentence 2, or point 1. This sentence will give our first main idea and include linking language and some colorful vocab and grammar. Sentence 3, or example 1. This example will function as evidence to support sentence 2. Sentence 4, or point 2. This sentence will introduce our second main idea and include more linking language, vocab, and high-level grammar, if possible. Sentence 5, or example 2. This sentence will function as an example to support sentence 4. Let's review the tools we will use to write this body. Here is the question again. Some people believe that it is best to accept a bad situation, such as an unsatisfactory job or shortage of money. Others argue that it is better to try and improve such situations. Discuss both these views and give your own opinion. We will also use the body paragraph 1 plan from podcast 11. Here it is again. Body paragraph 1, topic sentence, it is better to accept a bad situation. Point 1, beauty can be found in suffering. Example 1, a lot of the best literature is based on overcoming human suffering. Point 2, it is impossible to improve, so why even try? Example 2, disadvantaged circumstances often continue from one generation to the next. Okay, so now we can write our body paragraph. Nowadays, a great many people are of the opinion that it can be better to accept a hard situation. Firstly, people who work in the artistic world usually say that beauty can be found in suffering. One example of this is the huge body of literature we have that is based on human suffering. Secondly, people who do social work say that we really should not try to improve the lot of disadvantaged people. A clear illustration of this is that in 90% of cases, extreme poverty continues from one generation to the next. This body paragraph is a tad over 90 words. It uses linking words like nowadays a great many people are of the opinion that, firstly, one example of this is, secondly, and a clear illustration of this is that. It has some nice vocabulary like artistic world, the huge body of literature, human suffering, improve the lot, disadvantaged people, and extreme poverty. For grammar, we have some modal verbs like can, would, should not, as well as no mistakes at all, because accuracy is very important. The paragraph includes expert testimony from artists and social workers, which is completely made up, and that's fine, and some statistics like in 90% of cases. Of course, there are ways to make this IELTS body paragraph much better, and in podcast 13, we will write the second body paragraph and use a different 4-sentence method to do it. So come back in a few days. See you next time. Thank you. Okay, guys, so if you need to know more about writing awesome IELTS tasks, please visit my website at www.goldcoastielts.com. I have podcasts, a blog, and all the Cambridge exams for you to practice online, along with MP3s for listening. So see you next time.